Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You know, the wine you drink with a fine dinner is a richly detailed story of soil and sun, rainfall, geography, harvest, a snapshot of taste and color in time, vintage, species, variety, chateau, all recorded and calculated into the value of each glass and bottle. The fish that you eat with that wine? Oh, sure, it says wild-caught halibut or snapper, but in truth, you have no idea what it is. A 2013 Oceana study of fish sold in the U.S., both at restaurants and direct-to-consumers, found 33% of the fish was mislabeled. From 2010 to 2012, fish that was sold as snapper was mislabeled 87% of the time. The second highest was tuna at 57%. We know that seafood is valued. People will pay a mint for it. What we don't know is exactly what we're eating, how it was caught, or how much danger the species is in from over-harvesting and other threats to ocean habitat. Michael Dimon is the founder of Sea to Table, which aims to sell fish with the same care and precision that we sell and market wine and other foods and other substances, for that matter. Michael Dimon, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you, John.
How ignorant are we about the fish that we eat?
See, to me, the biggest problem is that over 90% of all seafood consumed in the U.S. comes from outside the U.S., whereas the U.S. has the world's largest exclusive economic zone, the world's largest fisheries, and the world's best managed fisheries, yet we buy all our fish from overseas.
Which means that it's an unregulated environment, and the mislabeling problem, which I alluded to. What other sort of conservation issues concern you and are you trying to address in your business model?
Illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing is kind of the scourge of the world, whereas the U.S. fisheries are well-managed around the world or not. With a business model of just pirating fish and the problem of seafood slavery, which is a major issue in Asia, having no cost of the raw material and no labor cost is a wonderful business model for cheap seafood.
So if someone orders fish and uses your products and uses your information, how are they to know prior to buying what it is they're getting?
We supply with every single box that we ship from the dock, the actual ship that caught it, the vessel, the method of catch, and have a complete traceability from the point it lands to the point it's consumed. And we find that many diners and certainly progressive chefs love to share the information of where their food in general, but seafood comes from.
If something is advertised as wild caught, is it your aspiration to, along with the fish that is identified, indicate the other species that probably died in the course of harvesting that wild caught fish?
That sort of depends where it was caught. So in the U.S., management is actually fairly stringent. And it's highly effective in terms of method of catch to minimize things like bycatch. It works pretty well, but it's just, I think that the concept of looking for wild domestic fish would be the way to be most comfortable that the best harvest methods are being used.
What's the most egregious offender if you go into a restaurant or go to a fish market and buy something that is particularly exotic and maybe even high priced?
Well, first of all, sustainability is a big issue. And if we're talking about species that are not being properly managed, that's a big problem. But in the U.S., same story. If you buy wild domestic fish, you can feel reasonably assured that proper management is being held.
Chilean sea bass, no-no, certain other species. Give me a sense before we go.
The Patagonian toothfish, which was rebranded as the Chilean sea bass, is a fish that lives to 60 or 70 years old and just does not reproduce well. Not a sustainable species. A good example of a fish that became so popular that it got fished virtually out of existence.
Is tuna safe or not?
Tuna caught in U.S. waters, albacore tuna in the Pacific Northwest is an MSC-certified, highly sustainable species, whereas bluefin tuna, which is hunted around the world, is overfished, subject to overfishing, and some think on their way to extinction.
Michael Dimon is the founder of Sea to Table. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you, John.